أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وأصحابه وولا. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. How's everybody doing? الحمد لله. جزاكم الله خيرا. I have a bit of a complication today. I might have to just step away in the middle of the class for a little bit and then come back, inshallah. So just as an FYI, I'm just letting you know if that happens, please, you know, just give me a moment or two. We actually have a lot to cover today. I'm going to try my best to make sure that everything is done, inshallah. So let us get started, bismillah ta'ala, right away. Oops. We want to take a minute here to revisit some of our content when it comes to the study of the properties of ism, inshallah. Today we want to finish the study of the properties of ism in its entirety, bismillah ta'ala. Let me just share my screen here with you all. All right. So, what we want to do is we want to, inshallah, cover and finish the properties of ism that we had started talking about beforehand. Just give me a second here, people. Hold on. Give me a sec. Sorry. Sorry about that. Yes, we have to finish the study of our of the properties of ism tonight, inshallah. Okay, because we have to get into jumla after that. So here is the thing: we have the status, number, gender, and type. Okay, those are the four properties of the ism. Now here is the thing that's quite interesting about this. We spent a lot of time talking about status. We broke down status into mu'arab and mabni. Okay, ma'arab is where the status can show its change, even if it happens where it is majrur with a fatha, right? In the case of a ban from tanwin, but it is still considered to be ma'arab. Mabni, on the other hand, shows completely no change whatsoever in its status. Okay, we have a guest today joining us. Oh, watch it, watch it. Okay, move over. All right, mashallah. Now you can go there. All right, hold on. Yes, that's the new one. She's all grown up. All right, hold on. Yeah. All right. Amin ya Rab. Sorry about that. Okay. Number. My wife is actually not feeling well, and everybody's freaked out. So because of that, we're trying to, like, I don't know, keep everybody, like, the person who is sick, we're trying to keep them away from the one who is not sick. So thus, it is falling in my lap at this time. But inshallah khair, Allah will help us and we'll manage, inshallah. All right, that said, let's get started. The singular pair and plural, that's our number, okay? Spoken a lot about singular, okay? We've spoken before about pair as well. We need, we've spoken last time about these three types of plurals, the sound masculine, sound feminine, and broken plurals, okay? Now, here is the thing that I like to do today. A quick recap of what is happening, all right? I'm going to put this here on the side and have the textbook here. Okay, so we're going to review are the three types of plurals that we have done so far, okay? And when we review them, we're going to go through it, inshallah, step by step, so that all the things that need to be covered about them, inshallah, will cover. Okay, so firstly, the sound masculine plural. Okay, they are, you know, the status is this, these three things: marfu, mansub, or majrur. Right, that's the status. How is the sound masculine marfu? Remind me again, please. It's marfu' by having una at the end. Isn't that right? All right. It has una at the end. That is how we know it is marfu'. Are you with me, people? Can I give an exa- Can I get an example for this? Something that's not on the screen. Like something that's not something that we have done beforehand. Like a word that we haven't done beforehand. Any... Salihuna. Okay, I like the example of Salihuna. Let us take the example of Salihuna. MashaAllah, both people saying the same thing is excellent. Alhamdulillah. All right. Salihuna is our example. Sorry about that. Marfu is una. I'll write Salihuna. Okay, and I'll write it as... Without the al. I'll write it as indefinite here. Okay, mansub is how the sound masculine is mansub in what way? It is mansub by ina. All right, and the example is salihina. Folks, this has got to be quick. Please help me with this to do this quickly, huh? Majrur is how so? Also ina. And the word is all again salihina, right? That is, I think, all clear. Yes or no? This is the plural. It's like this, the salihina number is plural, and the gender is what? The gender is masculine, isn't that right? Yes or no? Okay, now, the pattern is consistent and the singular is unchanged, right? That's why we're calling it sound, okay? And it's used with humans, correct? It is used with humans. Now, let us just look at how type works. Type indefinite, salihuna, marfu' is salihuna, correct? And majrur, mansub, and majrur is salihina, salihina. But what about the definite? How does the definite work? For the marfu first, as-salihuna, right? Isn't that right? As-salihuna. And mansub is what? As-salihuna. Li الصَّالِحِينَ. And the majrur is also الصَّالِحِينَ, the same. Exactly. Okay. Very good. A few important notes about this is that the sound masculine, right, remains, the singular spelling remains unchanged. The pattern for the plural is consistent. It goes in the Muslim chart, right? All those things we spoke about. And it is used with humans, right? Not used with non-humans. Now, here is the interesting thing. Is there an exception to that rule? There is an exception to that rule. The exception to the rule is right here. I'd like you to find me the example. Like, what's the word here that's the exception to the rule? Can you please do that? I pasted the link in the chat. People, what do you think? I need the exception. Come on, help me out. See if a few more people can give me that. Sister Harima, mashallah, well done. Sister Fazana, well done. Excellent. What is the meaning of the word al-alamina? Ya jama'a, what is the meaning? Worlds, what else is the meaning? Any other meaning you've heard? All the worlds, okay. It's one definition that's found in like books of tafsir and whatnot is, it is ma siwa Allah, whatever is besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? So it is, in fact, all the worlds, all the creation, right? That is one of the rare exceptions to this rule. Al-alamina is the correct answer for those of you who found it. Al-alamina. Can you give me the singular for it? Give it to me in indefinite marfu' first. Indefinite marfu' would be alimun would be the plural of alimuna or ula. I need the singular. Not ali, alamun. Isn't that right? Alamun. Alamun. There's a fatha on the lam. That's the only tricky part. We're not used to that. But here, this is a pattern where the fatha is on the lam. Okay? And then you have alamun. And then you have alamun. You with me, people? And the plural for this is the marfu' version. Let's add, let's keep it indefinite. The marfu' version is alamuna alamina alamina. Right? Alamuna, alamina, alamina. And you can say al-alamina is right there. Right? That's a rare exception. Why are we saying it's an exception? Because it includes humans and non-humans. Rare exception here. I've just had one. It includes both humans and non-humans, and it's a word that's really common in our study because Surah Fatiha, this word, right? Al-alamin. Is that okay? Are you folks okay with this? You see, like I said, it's used with human. But this word alameen includes human and non-human, right? So, that said, how do you explain that? Well, the way we explain it is because it includes both humans and non-humans. So Allah chose the sound masculine plural for it. All right? Does that make sense? Okay, next type of plural we had was sound feminine. Isn't that right? People, you with me? We did this last time. We gotta do this a little faster because there's a lot to cover today. And I really like to finish it because I really don't want the two groups to be out of sync. Okay, next is the sound feminine. Okay. Sound means, again, what? Spelling, pattern is consistent. Singular spelling remains unchanged. Correct? That's what sound means. So let us look at what that looks like. Okay? How do you... perfect. Thank you, Sister Halima. How do you describe the status, how it's marfu' for sound feminine? Yeah, people. Tell me. All right, I will disagree with that, Sister Nadia. And I'm going to say, actually, the way it becomes marfu' is how? Marfu' is with a dhamma. Okay? Marfu' with a dhamma. Is that all right? Okay, let's do this example of saw. Righteous. Okay, what is the plural here? Sali ha tun. Right? Yes or no, people? Okay, how is it mansub? Follow my example here, please. First, give me the way. Jameel, Ahsanti, Sister Adiya, and Sister Halima, Sister Fazana. Right? It is mansub with a kasra. And how does that look like? Sali ha tin. Correct? And majroor, with a kasra. And then you have what? Salihatin. You with me, people? Number is plural, gender is feminine. Correct? Let's look at type. If I do the indefinite, I have then three here, right? Salihatun. Salihatin. Salihatin. Right? That's the indefinite. Is that all right? Okay. Give me a 20. All right. We have a guest as well. Again, we have a guest. Right there. Okay, let's hope there's no like falls. I don't speak to them in Arabic, yeah, Brother Salim. And unfortunately, I have really dropped the ball on speaking Urdu with them. So my kids actually only speak English. This is like a failure as a parent. Should have taught them at least one other language. They don't know Muhammad Avila yet. No, they don't. Holy moly. I know. But we tried hard with Urdu and man, it was hard. But inshallah, Allah will... Well, we're trying. That's the effort that counts, right? All right. Okay, definite people. How do I make this definite? Marfu. Marfu, definite. As-sa-li-ha-tu, right? Mansub. Mansub. As-sa-li-ha-ti. Jameel, that is awesome. I'm so happy you said that. And Majroor. As-sa-li-ha-ti. Again, right? That's why I like to describe it as, or in fact, not me, this is how the grammarians describe it. They describe it as marfu with the dhamma, mansub with the kasra, majrur with the kasra. Right? Because when it is definite and has an al, it actually makes a lot of sense. Isn't that right? Perfect. So that is great. Pattern is consistent. Singular is unchanged. The answer to that is yes. And that's why it is. That's why it's what? That's why it's sound. Perfect. Is it used with human? Yes, it is used with human, right? Is it used with non-human? The answer to that is also yes. Okay, now, if I was to ask you to give me the singular marfu' indefinite version of this word, what would be the answer? If I gave you this word, salihina, what is the singular marfu' indefinite version of this? Keep the gender in mind, please. Oh, Salihina, I tricked you a little bit there. It's folks, it's Salihun, right? Isn't that right? This is the sound masculine. We are, but I'm doing an example mixed with both. Right? Let's try another one. Salihatin. Please give me the marfu' indefinite singular. Okay, great. So, li hatun, right? We're okay with that, people. Salihatun. Okay. Now let's move on to the broken plural human. That's the third one. These do not follow a fixed pattern for the plural. These, the singular gets broken, right? Or the singular, its spelling changes when you get the plural. Right? So that, if jama'a is one of the... to rescue my books from this baby. this is one of the definitions or one of the effects of broken. Okay, we have rajulun, man, rijal, men. Okay, we have that, alhamdulillah. Now, we know the pattern is not consistent. Singular is does change. But it's used with human, right? It's used with humans. Yes or no? All right. If I go with to my notes here, it's used with humans. Here is the human version of this. Okay. We have to check for ban for tanween. All right. mostly used with humans, rationale beings. The exceptions to this is, again, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let's talk about the exceptions, okay, refers to the creation of this earth and the skies. Again, including humans and non-humans. All right? That's when he speaks, or that's when he uses mostly this type of plural, the broken plural for the human. He uses it for non-humans as well. In this case where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring to the creation, that includes humans and non-humans. Similar to what? Which word that we looked at? Similar to which word in the broken in the sound masculine plural example? Which word was it, people? Al-alamin. Remember, I'll show you this now, right? And we wrote al-alamin includes both humans and non-humans. And the explanation I provided you for that is because al-alamin includes both. So Allah uses the human plural for it, sound masculine. You with me? Ya jama'a. It is also kind of like, you know, if you think about it, it's actually a way to honor. It's like Allah has honored the humans. وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمْ. Okay? So when he includes and he talks about his creation, including the humans, it's like all of the creation is kind of honored with the humans. Like they're raised to the level of the human. That is one possible explanation. Wallahu ta'ala alam. Okay? But if that explanation is not, you know, if it's kind of not so good or you don't get it, don't worry about it. The exceptions are rare. I still wanted to mention it, and I've left some examples in the notes for you to click and check out, inshallah. Sounds good? Okay, now let's look at some examples for talks about creation, includes humans and non-humans. Correct. So then the plural is used that is used primarily for humans. Need to ride to wrestle with some stuff. Okay, so you guys are with me with that. Sister Hanima. Okay. Let us look at some examples. Alhamdulillah. All right. The example here is of surah number 72. It's not opening. Hold on a sec. MashaAllah. Okay. So surah 72, here's the example of it. Right here. وَأَنَّهُ كَانَ رِجَالٌ مِّنَ الْإِنْسِ يَعُوذُونَ بِرِجَالٍ مِّنَ الْجِنِّ فَزَادُوهُمْ رَهَقًا. إِنَّهُ كَانَ رِجَالٌ مِّنَ الْإِنْسِ يَعُوذُونَ بِرِجَالٍ مِّنَ الْجِنِّ فَزَادُوهُمْ رَهَقًا. Alright. رِجَالٌ. This is what type of plural, people? Broken. Human. Perfect. Right? It's broken and it's human. Okay? It's status. Status is marfu. Yay. Bye-bye. All right. It's... Alhamdulillah. It's... Number is plural and it's... It's gender is masculine and type is indefinite. Correct? Yes or no? مِنَ الْإِنسِ يَعُوذُونَ بِرِجَالٍ مِّنَ الْجِنِّ. بِرِجَالٍ. Same things, right? But what's the status of رِجَالٍ here? The status for رِجَالٍ is مَجْرُور. Okay, perfect. Everything else of it is the... is the same. Now let us move on, because again, for the because I want to get to the end of this, I want to actually move on to the part about broken plurals, non-humans. Okay, broken plural, non-human. This is a really important part of our study here. What is a broken plural, non-human? I think you can guess fairly comfortably that it's broken, so the singular will be changed. And it is used with non-humans, right? It is used with non-humans. All right. Let us look at this, inshallah. Okay, what does it say here? It says, broken plurals, non-humans, are treated as singular feminine. Those are two words I want you to like repeat after me. You can turn on the mic if you want to repeat verbally. Singular feminine. Singular feminine.
Singular feminine.
All right, on three. One, two, three. Singular feminine.
Singular
feminine. All right. That's good. They are treated as singular feminine. The plural of the word kitab is kutub. Okay. In Arabic, you must refer to kutubun as singular feminine. People, are you with me?
Yes.
This is a very strange thing, isn't it? I'm going to actually just mute everybody for a sec, and I'll ask you to unmute yourself in a sec. This is quite strange, if you think about it. Why is this strange? Any ideas? Why is this strange, people? Tell me. Because it's the opposite of what it is. Okay, good point. It is the opposite. We didn't expect that, right? What else? Like, why feminine singular? So there's two awkward things about it, right? The first part that's really awkward about it is it's a plural treated as a singular. What's up with that? Yes or no? And the second thing that's quite bizarre about it is what? It's feminine now, right? Okay, so if we were to look at this and say, well, this is really strange. Why is it the case? Why is it that we're using this? Let's take an example of this, shall we? I'm going to write this here. Okay. What you do is you take the word kitab. Okay. Say the word kitabun. And its properties are quite straightforward. It's marfu, it's masculine, it's singular, and it is indefinite. Correct? Plural of kitab. Kutubun. Kutubun. What is the status of kutubun? Marfu. Now tell me, number. Those two words. Repeat those two words for me. Nope. Singular feminine. It's indefinite. Now, this is the way the Arabs treated the non-human broken plural, right? The word kitab, is it a human thing or a non-human? Non-human, right? Now, since it is non-human, it is treated in its plural slightly differently. This is what they're doing with it. They treat it as a singular feminine. Okay? So you use a non-human. Its number is... is what? Singular. Holy moly. Its gender is... feminine. Right? Sorry, I messed up my order here. It's always status the number, then gender, right? All right. So that's a quite interesting. That's quite interesting, isn't it? Let's take another example. Sahifatan. Okay, I'll tell you what sahifatan means in a sec. But tell me the properties. It is mansub. What else? Singular feminine, isn't it? And indefinite. Correct? Sahifa is actually like a scroll. A scroll. Also used in the Quran for a scripture. Right? Scripture that Allah would give to a prophet. Okay? Is that all right? The word sahifa means irregular. I don't know about that, Brother Salim. Okay, now let's take the plural of sahifa. Any guesses? Irregular? Its roots are sa, ha, and fa. Sa, ha, and fa. That's the root. Okay. Suhuf. It comes in the Quran, right? Inna hadha lafi suhufi al-ula suhufi Ibrahim wa Musa. Right? Suratul A'la. Correct? Perfect. So, suhuf is actually its plural. If I make it mansub, I'll write it like this, right? Suhufan. Correct? Yes or no? Okay. Is this human or non-human? Non-human. Broken? Right? It's broken. You see how it is? Okay. Tell me the status. Mansub. Number. Singular, feminine. Singular, feminine. I have the two emojis there to maybe capture your emotion. Singular, feminine. And it is indefinite. Isn't it hilarious that the singular and plural have the exact same properties? I find that funny. All right. Anyway, jokes aside. But that is the way it is. That's how they treat them. Okay. Now, let us look at an example for this. Okay. And we'll actually look at a couple of examples, inshallah ta'ala, if Allah permits us to have the time. Okay. Here is the ayah from Suratul Bayyinah. Okay. And let me copy and paste the ayah in here for you. Where are we? There we are. Okay. People, are you with me? How many people have I lost so far? Hopefully none. How many columns in my table? for the translation and analysis, i.e. how many words? How many words? So let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then 6, right? Yes or no? Six words? Okay, let's do 6, and we'll add a couple extra rows. Okay, I will do a couple of quick things here with regards to its alignment and center. All right, and also a couple of quick things here with regards to its autofit, which is the window. All right, alhamdulillah. All right, the first word is Rasulun. The second word is Mina, but what is really Mina? Min, right? Mina is just min. Okay. Yatlu suhufan mutahhara, right? How many of you know Surah Bayyinah like by heart or something? Alhamdulillah. Now after this, I guarantee you, inshallah, you will have a different understanding, a different taste to it, inshallah. Okay? Rasulun. What does Rasulun mean? Rasulun. Da or a? A messenger, right? A messenger, correct? I'll zoom out a little bit here. Rasulun, a messenger. Min means what? From. Allah, of course, means Allah. Okay, yatlu is tricky. I'll tell you the root letters. The root letters are ta, lam, and waw. Ta, lam, and waw. From these root letters, you get the word. Is this irregular or regular? Fair. Irregular, right? Perfect. Alhamdulillah. You get the word tala, yatlu. Tala yatlu, which means to recite. A word that you might know from this is tilawa. What does tilawa mean? Recitation, right? You might also it also means to follow. Okay, so you might know this ayah: وَالشَّمْسِ وَضُحَاهَا وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا تَلَاهَا تَلَاهَا. Right here, وَالْقَمَرِ the moon as it follows it. I.e. the sun. Like, you know, the sun and then the moon in that way. It has both those meanings. Okay? If you think about recitation, recitation is to like follow the words, right? And also like the Sahaba would explain it as recitation is actually to follow the commands of what you're reading. Mm-hmm. In fact, they would say that the old Arabs would use the image of a little goat, a baby goat that's still that was just weaned off by the mother, right? They would call that baby goat that's weaned off by the mother as tilwun. Okay, they would call it tilwun. Okay, and maybe we could demonstrate like a little baby goat like that. Mashallah, look at that. Oh. So the baby goat that was goats are the best, man, like they're so cute. Tilwun is a little baby goat that was just weaned off. Okay, so what's interesting is a tilwun is called as such because it's always following the mother around, trying to get milk, trying to like still get close to the mom, right? So that's the image that the old Arabs would use when it would come to the idea of recitation and following. It's that, you know, it's like that baby goat's always following the mother around. When you're reciting, you are following the letter and you're following the command, right? Like, right together. So that's what the meaning, Wallahu A'lam, is. Okay? Yatlu, what does it mean, people? Yes, reciting. But also tell me, if I was to ask you, what type of a fi'l is this? It is a present tense fi'l, isn't it? And its pronoun, fi'l is, so this one, the waw is a root letter. I don't blame you for that. This one, the waw is a root letter, okay? Hidden pronoun he. Okay. Look, when it's irregular fi'ls, sometimes in the mushaf, they write the alif to protect even the waw of the irregular fi'l. Again, this is the spelling of Uthman radiallahu anhu. Okay. But when you spell it in modern day Arabic, like newspaper Arabic, you can exclude the alif until you have to put it for like the plural. Okay. Yatluna or len yatlu, like that. But anyway, all that aside, irregularities we'll deal with later. But I'm glad you were able to guess hidden pronoun he. But if you said wow, I don't, absolutely you would be right in every other circumstance, because this is the one of those cases where it isn't a real exception. Okay, but hidden pronoun he is the fa'il. What do you think is the translation? He recites. And he follows. Both meanings are there, right? But in this context, it's more about reciting. Is that okay? Both meanings are obviously together, right? They're complementary meanings, but for the sake of brevity, we just wrote recites. Suhuf fan means what, people? Scrolls, or maybe another word for it. Scriptures, right? Scriptures. Excellent. Let's take scriptures just to make it easy. Mutahhara, from the root letters ta-ha-ra. Tahir. Pure. Purified. Let's take the translation here. What does he say? He says pure. Okay, we'll take pure. Okay? Pure. Okay, very good. Ahsantum jazakumullahu khairan. Now let's look at isms for a second. Just the isms. Rasulun, tell me the properties. Status. Marfu. Number. Singular, very good. Gender. Masculine. Type. Type is what? Indefinite. That's excellent. Jazakumullahu khairan. Right? Very good. Ahsantum. Barakallahu fikum. Alright. What's the next ism that I have? The word Allahi. Okay, the word Allahi, you know, I think it's obvious. You know, it's singular, it's masculine, it's, but maybe we should, actually, you know, we should do it. Okay, Allahi is, what's the status? Majrur, the word Allah. Singular, of course. The word Allah is also what? Masculine, right? Of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has no gender, but like gender in the way humans have. But the word Allah, Taban, has masculine or feminine. So this is going to be masculine, okay? And it is definite.
Okay, excellent. Now, suhufan, status. Suhufan, right? It is mansub, isn't it? Perfect, alhamdulillah, mansub. It's a... Is it a plural? Is it a plural? Plural. Is it human? Non-human. So, if it's a non-human plural, what is it? Singular, feminine. Right? Singular, feminine. All right. And its type? Indefinite. You with me, people? Okay, same thing for this one. Status, mansub, right? Singular? Yes or no? Do you agree? Yes, okay. Feminine? Indefinite? It matches all four. What is this, people, if it matches? Man'ut na'at. Man'ut and na'at. Now, if you did not believe me when I told you that the word is singular feminine, I hope now you believe me. Because as you see, these two words are related. Man'ut na'at. And their properties have to be exactly the same. This you can see, singular, mutahara. It's not mutahharat, right? It's not a atin. Mutahharatin. It's not that plural, is it? It's not. It's feminine. It's got tamarbuta. Right? So, this, as you can see, these are matching. Manud najud would be adjectives. Adjectives, right? That's why we call it what? That's why we would say this is people what? This is singular feminine. That's why they're treated as singular feminine. Are you with me, people? Sahafi, right? Is similar because suhuf are... Sahafi is somebody who's a journalist as well. Yes, absolutely. Okay, the translation of this is a messenger from Allah, right? A messenger from Allah. He recites what? Pure scriptures. Okay, what's the next ayah? Fiha kutubun qayyima. Let's look at that one too. Okay. How many columns? How many words do we have, people? So again, 1, 2, 3, 4, isn't it? 4. You got it. 4, and I'm gonna insert 4 things here. All right. The first word I put in here is fi, and then the next word I put in is ha. Then I put the word kutubun, and then I put the word qayyimatun. Correct? People, are you with me? Right? Fi is a harf jar, right? And what does the fi harf jar mean? Oh, sorry, we forgot to do the harf jar here. So min was also harf jar, right? And Allah is ism majrur. Okay? So fi is harf jar means in. Right, fi means in, right? Okay. Sometimes it can mean with as well, but most of the meaning is in. Correct? People, you with me? Ha. Harf jar, ha would be ism majroor, and it means she slash it. Okay, great. Tell me something about, is this an ism? Ha, is it ism? Properties of ism. What is the status? Majroor, marfoor. Why majroor? Ism majroor. Harf jar ism majroor. So it's got to be majroor, right? Okay. Alhamdulillah. Right? Great. Number. Look at the translation if you're stuck. Singular. Gender. Feminine. You see a pattern emerging? Type. Excellent. Type is definite. Thank you. All right. Very good. Barakallahu feekum. Kutubun. Is it in meaning? Kutub means what? Book or books? Books, right? Singular for kutub is kitab. Great. Books is the plural. What type of plural is it? Non-human, broken, plural. Okay. Its status, I think, is quite easy to say, marfu', but since it is a non-human, broken plural, what is going to be those two words again? Singular, feminine. What are they? Singular, feminine. Sing it with me. Singular, feminine. Type. Indefinite. Yeah. Okay. Qayyimatun. What do you think? Marfu'. Singular? It's not qayyimatun. Right? It's singular. The plural of this is what? Qayyimatun. Isn't that right? Like muslimatun, muslimatun. Salihatun, salihatun. But that's not the plural. It's singular. And it's also feminine. Right? And what is it? Definite or indefinite? It is indefinite. Right? Perfect. What do we have here, ya jama'a? Man'ut. Excuse me. Na'at. Man'ut na'at. Qayyima, its meaning is from the same qaf, waw, mim. We've looked at that word before. Qama. Correct. Upright. Right? Upright, correct. Upright precepts. Accurate. Right? I'm going to put upright there. But the idea is qayyima is correct. It's precise. It will make you upright if you follow it. Inna hadha al-Qur'ana yahdi lillati hiya aqwam. From the same root. Qaf waw mim. It guides to what is more upright. It guides to a higher standard. Of ethics and morality. Kutubun translated writings. You're right. So kutub has like there's some interpretation to what kutub here means, but we'll do that in a second. We'll do the running translation in a second here, Brother Sadiq. Okay, but just help. Stay with me. If as you notice again, that I hope now you're convinced that the gender or the number of a not broken non-human plural is singular, and its gender is feminine. As you can see in the manurut naat, they match. Right? Yes or no? The point we were trying to make in our book here. You must refer to it as singular feminine. All right. Now the question. Let's actually tie the ayat together. The ayat, the two ayat are referencing the same thing, right? Yatlu suhufan mutahhara. The Prophet ﷺ, he's the one Allah says he's a messenger that Allah has sent to the people of the scripture, people of the book, and to the polytheists. That's the people of Mecca who were not the people of the book. People of the book are generally referred in the Quran as the Jews and the Christians, most generally referring to them when they live in Medina. Generally, but not exclusively. And mushrikeen generally refers to the polytheists of Mecca, even though it includes everybody. All right? Because those are the two places the Prophet lived, right? Mecca and Medina. So, these two groups remained. They wouldn't stop from disbelief. They wouldn't desist from disbelief. Hatta ta'tiyahumul bayyina, until they receive clear evidence. And what is this clear evidence? Rasulun min Allah. The Prophet is the clear evidence from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All right. And what is the clear evidence that this messenger is bringing? Yatlu suhufan mutahhara. He is reciting pure scriptures. Okay, now the Quran is essentially one book, right? But here, suhuf is referring to like either the surahs of the Quran or the different themes in the surahs, right? Or all of those things together, right? So it is, he's reciting these pure scriptures. These are instructions from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In these instructions, fiha, ha, singular feminine, right? What is it referring to? The ha will refer to scripture, suhufan, right? And for the pronoun ha to refer to suhufan, it's gotta be in the same, it's gotta match it. It's gotta match its number and gender. Has to be feminine and the number has to match. So that's why you see it will link back to it. Fiha, in these purified scriptures are kutubun qayyima, precepts or instructions that are upright, that will make a person upright, that will elevate their character, that will elevate the way they deal with others, subhanallah. So kutub is more than just a book, or kitab is more than just a book. The idea of kitab is that it is an instruction, it is a chapter. It has a few different meanings linguistically. Okay? In this context, wallahu alam, it is referring to the instructions found in the Quran. Sounds good, people? The ha, not all the properties, Sister Halima, but it's got to match the gender, and it has to match its number. Okay, the gender and the number has to match. Okay, look at another pronoun. Ta'tiyahum. Ta'ti is a fi'il. Hum, it's the attached pronoun, that's the maf'ul. It is referring to something. It is referring to what? Them. Who's them? Any idea? Maybe from the translation. Perfect. The people of the book and the polytheists. Are they plural? Yes. Are they masculine in the way Allah refers to them? Mushrikeena. Yes, right? So that is why you see this is plural and hum is masculine. You with me? Sounds good, inshallah. So those people are the examples. Alhamdulillah, I hope now you have a slightly better appreciation for Surah Al-Bayyinah. Jazakum Allah khairan for participating. All right. A few more things we look at which is ism jama. Ism jama. This is, if you want to spell it, it's spelled like this. Ism. Jam'un. Okay, what is this ism jam'? You're like, what's up with this type of plural? Well, all right. The word ism jam' is these are isms that appear to be singular but are considered to be plural. Okay, why are they considered plural? Because they refer to a group of people. For example, nas. What does nas mean? Nas means people, right? And what about qawm? Qawm would be like a nation, right? Exactly. So as you can see, this includes many people. So the word itself is a singular because the word qawm has a plural. The word qawm has a plural, aqwam. The word nas has a plural, unas. But even in its singular, it still is considered to be a plural. How so? How so? Well, I want you to look at this. Wallahu la yahdi al-qawm al-kafirin. Okay? Al-qawm al-kafirin. Okay? Now, yahdi is the fi'il and al-qawma is its fa'il. Okay? So al-qawma, if I was to write this down here for you. No, it's a separate category, Sister Halima. It's a separate category. Okay? This is a separate category of plural. We've done singular words and we included broken plurals, non-human, under the category of singular. Right? Why is that? Those two words, singular, feminine, right? Okay, now we done the pair is easy. Ani, aini, that's your pair. Okay, sound masculine, sound feminine, broken plurals, these are all types of plural. They're all plural in number. They're like, the number of it is a plural number, not a singular. Okay, a twist on this is ism jama. The word itself is actually a singular word because it actually has a plural, but its singular word is treated as a plural. Okay, it's a really wordy way of saying it, but it is a word or ism for a plural. Is it so that you can refer to different groups of people in plural? Allahu alam, but qawm, nation, right, has, so the word qawm, right, the word qawm means nation, okay, has a plural as well, aqwam, right, nations, but still people, even though it has that, the singular word nation, qawm, is treated as a plural in grammar. Okay, let me give you the example, shall we? Al-qawm al-kafirin. Okay, tell me the if I was to make a quick table here, al-qawm and al-kafirin, tell me the status of Al-Qawma. Actually, let's start with Al-Kafirina. Tell me the status of Al-Kafirina. It's going to match Al-Qawma. It's Mansub, okay? Al-Qawma is also Mansub. I think you know where I'm going with this, right? Okay, Al-Kafirin, tell me what is the number of Al-Kafirin? Is it a plural? It's a plural, perfect. What is the gender of Al-Kafirin? Masculine, perfect. What is the type of Al-Kafirin? definite, right? Masculine and definite. Perfect. Al-Qawma. What's the number? Plural. Al-Qawma, gender. Masculine. Al-Qawma, type. Definite. What would this be grammatically? Man'ut na'at, right? Man'ut na'at. Again, here it's gotta match. This is man'ut na'at. They gotta match in number. That's what's called ism jama' because qawm is a group of people. Yes? Does that make sense? It's kind of like the opposite of the broken plural non-human, right? Because that's a plural, you treat it as a singular. This is a singular, you treat it as a plural. But that's the way it is, folks. I didn't make this language. No, this is only really two. There's like three or four words total. But qawm is, these are the two words. There's a third one as well. I don't remember. Sister Solange, you remember the third word? But there's two main ones, qawm and nas. Okay? Unas would be peoples. Peoples. Okay? Is that okay? But unas doesn't come in the Quran that way. Just it's used nas. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. Okay? Is that right, people? Can we move on to gender, inshallah? Okay, gender. Everything is masculine. Unless you have a reason to say it's feminine. By default, it's what, yeah, people? Yeah, call me. What is it? By default, it's masculine. Okay? And we have really a couple of reasons for it to be feminine. Ta marbuta. Al-Qari'ah. What's this, the gender of this word? Feminine. How do we know that? Because of the ta marbuta. Perfect. Ta marbuta, right? Okay, very good. Or it's a sound feminine plural. Oh, sorry, that's not the example. Right there, sorry. Al-Muslimati. How do we know it's feminine? Because the ta. No. I'm looking for a different answer. Because it's a sound feminine plural, right? Do you remember that? So the I'll actually remove this reference and I'll add that reference there. Right? A sound feminine plural tells us that it is. It's what? It's feminine, right? Let me add one more. Or a feminine or a female name. Like Maryam, right? Yes or no? That obviously is feminine. Even though it doesn't have Tamrubuta. Are you okay with that? Some words that are feminine because the Arab said so. All right, let's look at this word. وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا. Which word do you think here is feminine? In the ayah, which word do you think is feminine? This is from إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا. The word أَخْرَجَتْ is a fi'l, so we can't give it a gender. أَخْرَجَتْ is a fi'l, right? The pronoun, it has a pronoun though. The pronoun could be feminine, right? Yes or no? Okay, excellent. You saw her. And some of you are saying al-ardu. Okay, very good. Very good. Now, ha, we know is feminine because it's a pronoun, isn't it? Or in fact, it's the feminine pronoun, ha. But al-ardu, does it have ta' marbuta? Does not have ta' marbuta. How do we know it's feminine? Or is it feminine? Well, you look at the pronoun ha. What is the pronoun ha referring to? That's one way of figuring it out. The earth will throw out, alhamdulillah, its burdens. See, this is feminine. And al-ardu has to then be also, what? Feminine. In fact, in the entirety of the surah, you will notice that, right? Do you notice that in the entirety of the surah? If I was to highlight the pronouns, look at that. Zilzalaha. This ha is referring to what? Al-ardu here. Athqalaha. This earth. Malaha. This al-ardu. Tuhaddithu akhbaraha. This al-ardu. Bi-anna rabbaka awhalaha. This, all of this is referring back to what? Al-ardu. Are you with me, people? By the way, it always goes back to the nearest ism, right? So the nearest ism to ha is al-ardu. So the nearest ism to this ha is this al-ardu. The nearest to this ha is this al-ardu. So that's why I'm going to that one. Okay? Do you get this, people? Yes or no? Insan is plural? Sure. Insan is plural. What's the problem with insan? Oh, but the ha is referring to the earth. It's not because the human is saying, Malaha, what's happening to her? What's happening to her? Oh, closest, sorry. I said closest ism that it can refer to. Like al-ard, right? So there's two al-ard, right? Which one is it referring to? This ha is referring to the closest one to it. Are you with me, people? All right, that's just a side point. But the point, the real learning objective for us is this one. Ha refers to al-ardu. And ha is feminine, that's why al-ardu is also, like they both have to match in gender. Feminine. That is the main learning objective. And ha is feminine because the Arab said so. Zulzilat is a different fi'l because it actually has four root letters. Zala and Zalam. So we won't go there. Zilzal also has four root letters. But this is something that is feminine. Another example is Jahim. Latarawunna al-Jahim. Does it have Tamar Buta? No. But there is latarawunnaha. You will for sure see ha. Ha means what? It or her. Referring to what? Al-Jahim. You will see it. Ayn al-yaqeen. With, as like, you know, the certainty of seeing with your eyes. That's how you will see it. Are you with me, people? Jahim is also feminine because the Arabs said so. All right? And we've discussed in quite a bit of detail, broken plural, non-human. Yes or no, people? Are you with me? Qarna, yeah. So I remember I didn't include that last one, Sisiswan, because I don't think it's Qarn. Oh, Qarn is in a few places in the Quran as well. Yes, Qarn. Qarn means like a generation. All right. But those two are there for now. There's no problem. We'll add a third one here. Qarn. Nun, which means. Qarnun means. Generation. And Nas means. People. And Qaw means. Nation. All right. Let us, ya jama'a, go to the last part. Shall we? Type. Okay. Type is going to be, inshallah ta'ala, a quick read through. Okay. I know it's at the very end of the class, but I'd like you to please stay with me. Okay. Again, feminine or masculine, the gender. By default, everything is masculine unless you have basically these three categories. Tamabuta, or sound feminine plural, because the Arab said so, or broken plural non-human. Okay? Everything else is masculine by default. Now we come finally to type. Type is definite or indefinite. There's only two possibilities. Okay? By default, every ism is indefinite. By default. Okay? And when the ism is indefinite by default, it takes what? It takes a tanween. Okay? Now, can an ism not take a tanween? What could be the reasons, people, for ism not to take a tanween? Tell me. Let's brainstorm this. Banned from tanween. Mudaf. What else? How about Al? Perfect. Mabni, okay, excellent. Pronoun, okay, very good. All those are excellent. Alright. It's doesn't have to mean if it's from the list below. We'll come to the list. If it's mudaf, right? If it's banned from tanween. Also if it's a una plural or ani pair. Right? Muslimun becomes Muslimuna. The noon, the tanween is not there, the noon is there. Do you remember that? Remember I told you tanween is the adding of the noon sound. Right? And then Muslimuna, you don't just add the noon sound, you add the noon itself. And you might remember this from steps one, but that's alright. Alhamdulillah, if you don't. So these are the this is some reasons why, right? The others, mashallah, you have touched upon. Pronouns. These isms are always definite. This means they don't take tanween. Or if there is a tanween, it doesn't mean a. Okay, so pronouns are all definite, will never take tanween, correct? Alright. Proper names are all what people? Are all definite. Even if it is Muhammadun. Even if it is Hamidun. Even if it is Aliyun. It's not an Ali or a Muhammad. It is Muhammad, Ali. Right? So proper names are proper. People and places. Okay. What other things do you think are on this list? Definite list. Any guesses? All right, so that's a good one. Ism ishara, or a pointing ism. An ism that is used to point at something. This is something we haven't done before. But we will do, inshallah, in quite a bit of detail. Hada, do you remember if it is mu'rab or mabni? Hadha is ends with the big alif, right? is mabni. You got it. Okay. So pointing isms are the ones, that's okay. They are the ones that are always definite. This, hada, hadihi, this for the female. Haulai, these, male or female. Pointing isms. Thalika, that. Tilka, that. Ulaika, those. Thalika, that for the male. Tilka, that for the female. Okay? These are pointing to something. And that, because they're pointing to something specific, you can say they are definite or indefinite. They are definite. You with me, people? All right. This is a very frequent word in the Quran, which we will study in more detail later, called connecting isms. Okay? Al-ism al-mawsool, or asma mawsoola. We'll talk about them, inshallah, in a bit, in later on, inshallah. But their meaning is as follows. Al-ladhi, the one who, masculine. It's plural, al-ladhina, the ones who. Al-lati, the one who, for the feminine. Al-la'i, the ones who, for the feminine. All of these are, again, as you see in the meaning, you have the one, the ones, the one, the ones. That is definite or indefinite? That is definite. You can even make an argument that isn't al here, right? Al, 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 right? Number E is any ism with an al is definite, correct? That's where we started our study. Al-Muslimu, Al-Muslimatu, Al-Muslimuna, Al-Muslimatu. All of them are definite. And last one is any mudaf whose mudaf ilayhi is definite. Any mudaf whose mudaf ilayhi is definite. Remember that? The mudaf ilayhi determines the type of the mudaf. Kitabul Muslimi, the book of the Muslim. Why the book? Because al-Muslim is definite or indefinite? Definite. It's the mudaf ilayhi. So the mudaf would be definite as well. All right, alhamdulillah. So that, people, is a very thorough, alhamdulillah, dive into the properties of the ism. Walillahil hamd. Inshallah, I would really, really encourage you to come to the tutorial. Because in the tutorial, we will be doing this table, this chart, okay? Writing out the properties of the ism and making sure that we will, inshallah, have a good idea of what is going on, bringing together all the different types of plurals, all the different aspects of the number, you know, in the sense of singular and plural, all the things about Mabni and Mu'arab, everything about gender as well. It will all come together here. So I really want you to please be there for that. Okay? Also, if you have time afterwards, I want to look at or revisit one ayah from the Quran that I promise you we'll revisit. Okay? That one ayah from the Quran that I promise you that we'll revisit is وَلَقَدْ زَيَّنَّا السَّمَاءَ الدُّنْيَا بِمَصَابِيحَ وَجَعَلْنَاهَا رُجُومًا لِلشَّيَاطِينَ وَأَعْتَدْنَا لَهُمْ عَذَابَ السَّعِيرِ. Now this ayah 100% we can analyze and get. Every single part of it. Okay? The only part that I will help you is زَيَّنَّا, and everything else after that you'll just tell me. Okay? So that is what I like you to us to do on the tutorial. Inshallah ta'ala, I hope you will be there. بِإِذْنَ ta'ala. The textbook, inshallah ta'ala, I'm going to add some content regarding Jumla, Ismiya, to it, and also the other remaining topics, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, this weekend. Please stay tuned to that. And when I update it, I will type on the, I'll write it on the thing portal when it was updated, inshallah. Sounds good, people. Inshallah, will you try to attend the tutorial? It's an eerie silence there. Yes, okay, alhamdulillah. Jazakumullahu khairan. I'll see you all there, inshallah ta'ala. Barakallahu feekum. If you're not able to attend, please watch the recording.
it will be really important to bring everything together, inshallah. Thank you very much again for coming out and for your patience. I really appreciate it today. Jazakallah khairan. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. وفيكم وفيكم بارك الله فيكم. السلام عليكم.